Has been a very beautiful, not necessarily with weather, but with our clergy conference. We were blessed with a deacon or a bishop from Nebraska who was a spiritual director in a seminary and also in NAC, which is the National America College in Rome, and became a bishop. Now he was with us for the last 4 days. We also celebrated on very early to surprise Bishop Paul Serba, as in December it will be his 10th year in our diocese. So our first evening was with our bishop that is visiting and also Bishop Paul Serba, and we were able to give him different groups of us some of his clothes for his martyr, for his cloak, his mitre, and his staff. It was absolutely beautiful to watch. And then we had this great educational side, but when we go to the clergy conference every year, it's really what we did in the seminary for many years, with the four pillars, kind of beginning with St. John Paul II, to look at the seminarians and then priests as four pillars, which I kind of like the fact that there are four pillars here in our church. We have spirituality, academics, pastoral, and human. So the one we focused this year was on spirituality, the father as a priest. And I come back today with these readings. It was very similar to what we were learning again as priests and deacons and our bishop, with being taught by another bishop, to know how important it is first to point to God, as I bring home, I'll bring some in our bulletin article this weekend, but this weekend itself, God has to be number one, period. And there's a beautiful subsidiarity in that God is the boss, if you will, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We have our Pope Francis, and we have our Bishop, Paul Serba, in our diocese, and then your pastors and our laity that work together as we all look at our Father as his mission. And as I read these readings for this evening, I then think about the same things we heard about both the times we need enjoyment and help and mercy from God, from Jesus, for our Savior, but also at times be challenged. And, you know, like many of our brothers reading these talks, and each of us, I had a couple buddies I was talking with the other night about what are some of my joyful things and what are some of my challenging things. And one of my challenging parts personally is the word I heard over and over and over, both with St. Paul and Jesus, of judgment. As an analytical person, that could be more my mind than publicly, but that judgment, or just looking at other people that I might be frustrated with, or decisions, or whatever my own personal life is, especially my brain. But at the same time, we then learn of then going to confession to receive that mercy and forgiveness. Finally, I wanted to share about Bishop Paul Serba. He's a very gentle shepherd, and just an honor to be with him. And this is, in my personal experience, he really challenged all of our priests, all of us. And he said it every year in different ways, but this year he said, "I hope you know, brothers, that if you don't have a spiritual director, you will fall. Period." And I've said that before, and I know most of you have directors. But if you don't have one, that's you're going to fall. This year you have to choose your own retreat. And I want to hear from you what your retreat is. I'm like, that's awesome. You are our shepherd. And I'm proud of you as our shepherd to challenge us. And for me too, to remind myself, I need to tell him what's going on in my spiritual direction, what's going on with my retreat next year. which we need that. I think sometimes we can be in our island. Sometimes we can forget this is really for God. And it's an honor and with gratitude from you and my friends and my family to be with each other again, to point everything to God, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.